Hello and welcome to the programme which looks at the Holy Land. I am Paul Calvert. Psalm 9 verse 11 from the New King James Bible says this: Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. I'm with Rudy Friesian from Derek Prince Ministries International. Now Rudy, what is Derek Prince International Ministries?
Well, Derek Prince International, they had a ministry for distributing Derek Prince's teachings globally. And they have expressed an interest in seeing his materials distributed here in Israel. And we've been asked, my wife and I have been asked to distribute these things in different languages. We have them in Arabic, English, Russian, Spanish, and and a little bit of Hebrew. And these materials, which Derek wrote largely while he was living in Israel, in Jerusalem for many years, he really had a love for the area and for the people. And so that's what we do.
Who was Derek Prince?
He was an Englishman. He studied in, I believe it was Cambridge, Oxford, Cambridge. And he, after serving in World War II as an officer, he came to faith in God and personal faith in Christ. And he ended up living in Israel after that. And he was ministering into this community. He did a lot of speaking, public speaking. A lot of tour groups came through and he would speak at conferences and addressing some of the issues relating to why God has an interest in Israel and the Jewish people, as well as his heart for all people, including the Arab people.
And what sort of books do you give out? What are some of the titles?
There's titles like Blessing or Curse, You Choose. We can choose to live under God's blessing. We can, and if we don't, then we're going to experience very bad things in our life because we don't have the protection, the blessing of God. Other titles like, The Last Days, how God views the last days, things that are going to come. Hope Beyond Grief, he's got a book out on dealing with the spiritual warfare, dealing with the demonic. He talks about how to get yourself set free from that influence. We've got another book called You Matter to God. It's just a message of how God feels about us personally.
Are these all just books for practical Christian living?
Yes. I was talking to an Arab pastor up in Nazareth, and he pointed out to us that Derek would not just teach what the Bible clearly taught, but he would walk you through it. He'd help you apply it to your life.
And what sort of people are receiving these books?
Well, we've got a lot of pastors and leaders in congregations like them. They like to give them out to their people, and they make them available to their people. Those are primarily the groups that have been receiving them.
And are people happy to receive them?
Yes, the books go very quickly. At one event, it was a women's conference, there were a lot of titles in Russian, and we gave out almost 700 books at that event.
Wow. Now, it's nice to give out books, but it's also nice to get some encouragement back from how the books have changed people's lives. So do you get testimonies from how the books have touched people's lives?
Yes, I do. There's one brother we know, he said that he started reading the book on proclamations and promises, and he's found that basically when he prayed out loud God's promises from the scripture, that he really found there was a change in his own life and circumstances. And he wrote me and said that really, really encouraged him.
Do you have to work with the local believers to deliver books to people?
Yes, we work through the believing community here in the land. And we want them to receive them, but also, if they have somebody they know that they feel could benefit, we let them give it to the people that they know. But also, the main focus is working with the congregational leaders.
Why is it important to get good books into the hands of the people?
Well, for one thing, I've been told by people that good, solid teaching is not readily available in these languages here in Israel. And number two, that Derek Prince's teachings have been around for a long time. A lot of different pastors have read his books and found them very, very helpful. And they've been time-tested. But he's very biblical. He keeps everything centered on the scripture and doesn't go off into some other extreme views. But he just tries to stay focused on the scripture. And then when people read these materials and they apply them, it's been time-tested and they find that it really helps them.
Why did you want to get involved with Derek Prince Ministries?
Well, my wife and I came to Jerusalem to volunteer with Christian Friends of Israel, and we're here in the office. Our assignment is to connect with the believing community in the land, so that would be, you know, the different language groups that have congregations. And the Derek Prince materials fit in very well with that, because as we meet with these different leaders and we present the opportunity for them to receive the books, they really gratefully receive them, and they're quite, you know, they're quite appreciative of that. So that's how we got involved. Like, the because Derek Prince has had a long term relationship with Christian Friends of Israel. He used to be on the advisory board and so forth. And so it was a natural partnership.
You're from Canada originally. Why did you come to Israel?
Okay, I was born in Canada. Both my wife and I are born in Canada. And we've always had an interest in Israel. And we've, you know, at a younger age in college, I came to put my faith in Christ. And it put me on a path of following him and being about doing things to help in different ministries. And so as we progressed along, the Lord put Israel more and more in our hearts. And so here we are, and you know, volunteering with Christian Friends of Israel and getting more closely connected with Derek Prince Ministries.
Did you expect when you came to Israel that you'd be here during a time of war?
Well, it's always a possibility, but, well, I mean, now that we're in it, I guess I didn't really think about it too much. I just felt this was the place to be. And we're finding that we do have peace being here.
Did Derek Prince have a heart for Israel and the Jewish people?
Yes, he did. He had a lot of different relationships within the Jewish community. But he always spoke very highly of God's plans for Israel, as the scripture teaches us.
And of course, God's plans for Israel are still current and relevant for today as well, aren't they?
Yes, a lot of people, you see, one of the things that Christian Friends of Israel has sought to do is to educate the church in other parts of the world about the centrality of Israel in Scripture, and that, and also to help them realize that the first church was Jewish. The writers of what we call the New Testament, New Covenant, they were mostly Jewish, and you know, the thing is, Jesus is a Jewish Messiah. He's coming back to Jerusalem, and he's setting up his kingdom here in Israel. So, like, this all points to this. So that's why you know, Israel is so important.
So replacement theology is just basically wrong theology, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I think what happened was, as the church progressed in the, you know, after the first century, it became very political. And when Christianity was legalized by Constantine, then it really took on a political element, and they just tried to distance themselves from the Jewish people and establish their own thing called the church, which was extremely political at that time. And I guess that's why we had the Protestant Reformation, which protested against some of the excesses. But now I can see that as people are reading their Bibles and coming back to the reality, the understanding of God's purposes, not just for non-Jews, but also for the Jews, that how we're all going to come together as the people of God when Christ returns. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, there's some interesting thing that he says about Israel. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. But Ezekiel 36, verse 22, he says, "Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord your God, I do not do this." That means restoring Israel from the nations, bringing them back and establish them again as a nation. He says, "I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went." And he says, "I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations." And he's basically saying it's not because of Israel's sake, it's because of who he is. So he is establishing Israel. He will change their hearts. He will establish all that he desires in the people of the land, as well as he's going to show himself to the world through this. So this is where I see we're going, and this is the, I believe this is what the times we're living in right now.
Now, Derek actually wrote a few books about Israel. Tell us about some of the titles that he wrote.
There's three books. So one is called The Destiny of Israel and the Church. Another book is called Why Israel? God's Heart for a People, His Plan for a Nation. And then the third one is our debt to Israel. Without the Jews, we'd have no patriarchs, no prophets, no apostles, no Bible, and no Savior. And Derek explains more of that from Scripture. So there's the destiny of Israel and the church, why Israel, and our debt to Israel.
And it's really important for the church to understand Israel and its role, and the church and its role as two different destinies, isn't it?
Yes, like we all come to, how do you say, new life through faith in Christ, and this is presented to us through the writings of what we call the Old Testament, or the Jews would call the Tanakh, and then we also have the writings of the apostles and in our New Testament. And that all comes through the Jewish nation, through the Jewish people. And so God's at work in the world, in the Gentile world, as people come to realize all of this and who Christ is as our Messiah and our Savior. And the Jewish people are coming to realize that, you know, it's a very Jewish thing to believe in Yeshua, Jesus, as Messiah, because he fulfills the Scriptures. And it's unfortunately, there's been a lot of bad history between the church and the Jewish people. And so God is repairing that. But I think as people of faith, with their being grounded in the Scripture, that they recognize what God is doing in both the world and in Israel.
And of course, we owe so much to the Jewish people in our Christian faith, don't we?
Yes, we wouldn't have an understanding of God if it wasn't for the Jewish people.
What is your prayer for the books that you're delivering?
Well, I pray that they will get into the hands of the people that are hungry, and that the message will speak to their hearts, and that it will really help them to connect more deeply with God and His promises to us, and His purposes, and just the fact that He is much closer to us than we realize. And as a father, He wants to help us walk through this life and also take us on into the life to come when we die.
What's your website for people who'd like to know more?
You can go to CFI Jerusalem. It's www.cfijerusalem.org. That's cfijerusalem.org. And you can click through different publications that we have and different items that'll show you more of what we do.
Okay, Rudy. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us today. Pray that God will move by His mighty power in the Holy Land and bring His peace.